The Checkered Flag Podcast. This episode 2026, F1 Super Subs, The Home Grand Prix Curse, and the Backstreet Boys Driver Band 2026, Dutch GP Recap is Lando Norris in the title fight. Lando Norris makes it 2 wins in a row at a chaotic Dutch Grand Prix. 33 Min's 20 Y26, Drifting Ferraris, Kimi Raikkonen pranks and supercar collections. How did former F1 driver Kimi Raikkonen catch out Becky Evans in front of 50,000 people? 29 Min's 2026, Midseason Report, is Kimi Antonelli top of the class? Harry Benjamin, Alice Powell, and Andrew Benson assess the first half of the F1 season. 44 Min's 2026, F1 drivers as from story flow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 28th. The day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport F1. Next, second, from BBC Sport Football. What is the aim for company, Kane and Bayern? Bayern Munich start their latest title defense as overwhelming odds-on favorites to win the Bundesliga again. So what would constitute success this season? The German side are as short as 1-7 odds with bookmakers after winning 13 of the past 14 titles and are chasing a hat-trick of successes. They host Stuttgart on Friday 19:30 BST in a game you can watch live on BBC iPlayer and the BBC Sport website. Vincent Kompany's side already have a win against rivals Borussia Dortmund under their belt after winning the German Super Cup 2-1 last weekend. Up next, third, from Le Monde. En Argentine, la rigueur monétaire au cœur de la réforme de la Banque Centrale approuvée par les députés. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, fourth, from the Hindu Top, how vigilantes accused of assaulting Dalit man in Maharashtra's Jalna. No arrest made yet. Police on Thursday, August 27, 2026 registered a case against 6 cow vigilantes for assaulting a Dalit man and forcing him to eat cow dung after accusing him of planning to sell a bull he had purchased from a butcher. While the incident took place in May, the victim approached police when a video of the purported assault began to circulate on social media, officials said. Next, fifth, from Straits Times. Ukraine's Nova Pasha says depots destroyed in Russian attacks. August 28, Russian attacks have destroyed Nova Pasha sorting centers near the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv and in the northern city of Sumy, the Ukrainian private postal and courier company said on Friday. Up next, sixth, from Channel News Asia. Chinese idol Yu Yuhan lashes out at obsessive fans after one repeatedly tries to open his car door. The usually mild-mannered Yu Yuhan, 20, snapped after his vehicle was allegedly followed and surrounded, with one woman repeatedly yanking at the door. We've seen our fair share of stars getting mobbed and harassed by overzealous fans, and it looks like Chinese idol Yu Yuhan has had enough. The 20-year-old was caught on camera lashing out at a female sassing an obsessive fan who invades a celebrity's private life after his car was allegedly followed and surrounded last week. Footage circulating online showed several women gathered around his vehicle and filming through the windows. And then, seventh, from Ethereum Research. Temporal liquidity, heterogeneous demand, and Ethereum's single execution lane. A transaction can execute in this slot or a later slot, and its economic value may vary for each temporal choice. Even within the same block, it may be executed in the earlier part or the later part, with a different economic outcome. The economic value of a transaction depends on the temporal choice of its execution. A liquidation's value falls sharply within a slot or two. A treasury settlement holds steady for hours, then drops to zero at a cutoff. An oracle update depends on how long it has been since the last one. Lake has formed at epicenter of flood, forcing rescue teams to withdraw. Chinese state media report China has paused rescue work at the epicenter of the catastrophic flooding in Tibet this week amid fears that a lake formed at the site was at risk of bursting, as the overall death toll in Nepal rose to 469 people, with more than 1,300 missing. Transaction types differ in the shape of value against execution time. Next, eighth, from The Guardian World. Flood risk forces halt to rescues in Tibet, as Nepal death toll rises to 469. A lake formed by immense piles of debris has begun overflowing towards the area where rescue teams were headed, state broadcaster CCTV reported on Friday. Continue reading up next. Ninth, from CIO, the CFO's playbook for building iReady finance data. Every CFO I talk to right now is under some version of the same pressure. The board wants AI, the business wants faster answers, and the finance team is often still reconciling spreadsheets. The promise of AI in finance is real, but so is the gap between that promise and what most organizations are able to deliver. I believe finance leaders need to be asking not simply, how do we use AI? But what would make our data trustworthy enough for AI? That distinction matters. iReady Finance data is intentionally shaped for a specific business outcome, so we can trust what AI produces from it. And then, 10th, from BBC Asia, high risk of lake bursting and causing second flood, warns China. China has warned there is a high risk that a lake, which formed after the recent landslide near the Nepal-Tibet border, may burst, causing a second flood downstream. The warning comes after Wednesday's deadly flash flood in the same area, which scientists say was triggered by the collapse of a mountain glacier into a river. As of Friday morning, an estimated 2.5 million cubic meters of water had accumulated at the Barrier Lake, according to state broadcaster CCTV. A barrier lake is a body of water formed when debris dams up a river. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.